headline for housing is a bit distressing. National home prices dove to their lowest level since 2002, with home ownership also on a steep decline. But where is it not down? Guess where? In Washington, D.C. And this oasis for the otherwise horrible housing market has everything to do with big government and nothing to do with real estate fundamentals. Here now is Matt Welsh, the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you, Judge.
What on earth is going on with real estate housing in Washington, D.C.? Or is the answer rather obvious just because it's Washington, D.C.?
2 + 2 = 4, Judge. We've seen this across a number of different indices, whether it's in residential real estate, as these numbers show, or commercial real estate, or just the economy or wealth. Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas that feed into it is a boom town. It's an absolute boom town, while the rest of the country continues to suffer.
All right, so let me get this straight. The federal government gets cash by the Federal Reserve printing it and buying bonds, or the federal government gets cash by borrowing from the Chinese. It pays inflated salaries to federal officials who buy homes in Washington, D.C. That's the only place in the country where homes have gone up. And the rest of us who work hard and pay taxes and make ends meet live in a housing market that's down to 2002, the second year of the presidency of George W. Bush.
It's not just that, Judge. It's the making of law. Obamacare, the whole legislative process, created the biggest lobbying firestorm we've seen in a generation here in Washington, D.C. The business of Washington is government, but it's also lobbying, and it's also the media. I'm part of the problem as far as that is concerned. People are like moths to the flame when it comes to Washington, D.C. If there's going to be a big regulatory overhaul, and under Obama we've seen several, there's going to be a lot of work for lawyers.
All right, so is the government going to boast about this, that unemployment is 9% in the United States of America as a whole without any seasonal adjustment, without talking about people who stop looking for jobs, but it's 5.9% in Washington, D.C. and the parts of Maryland and Virginia that surround the district?
And dropping like a rock, too, I might add. Some people don't see the conclusion that is obvious from all of this, which is to say, when you centralize in Washington or in any kind of central government planning situation, it's the hinterlands that suffer. Some people literally will say, as the Urban Institute economist said recently in the local paper, hey, look, you know, we need this because we have to send people to Washington to fix the economy. There's a mindset here that this is the way that you fix things, including housing, by centralizing the problem and throwing money at it. And what we're seeing after 3 years of this, 4 years of this, depending on how you measure it, is that the country continues to suffer. You can't throw money at the problem to make it go away.
All right. Is this caused by President Obama, or is the mindset, to use your phrase, with which I agree, of the government one that we'll just keep borrowing more money to pay off old debts, we'll borrow money to pay the interest on our old debts and our present debts, we'll just keep growing the government. As we borrow more money and spend more money and grow the government, we need to hire more people, we'll pay them good salaries and they'll live in nice homes and Washington will be a great place. Doesn't that happen no matter who's the president and which party controls the Congress, Matt Welsh?
Absolutely. And it was under George W. Bush when you had people like Rubin coming out and saying, we cannot tolerate housing prices going down. It's the government's bipartisan policy to artificially inflate housing prices because they're panicked at the sight of consumer confidence slipping. And as we've seen, anytime the government gets involved in trying to affect a price, it creates bubbles. When those bubbles burst, we are in a lot of hurt.
Got it. Matt Welsh from Reason Magazine, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judge.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says his bailouts saved the auto industry and were worth all the money. Really? My freedom fighters give Secretary Geithner a reality check. Next.